talk with George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And this is it, Friday night and the Saturday morning open lines. Some other quick stories, by the way. Get up to the coasttocoastam.com website. Look at the feature story. Caver smashing a world depth record. A Ukrainian team has set a new depth record for caving. This nine-member strong group traveled 6,822 feet underground at the Kubura. That's in Georgia, not the state of. It's the world's deepest known cave. It built on the record set by previous expeditions. And this is just, can you imagine going down a cave 6,822 feet underground? Talk about eerie, but they did it. And again, that's the world's deepest known cave, and they did it. Think about this. I prefer a dentist to this thing. A robotic dentist's drill is being tested on humans in Europe and in here in the United States. It could represent the first step towards automated dental procedures. They say the drill, developed by the Tactile Technologies company in Israel, is designed to take the complexity out of dental implant work. It could make operations cheaper, quicker, less painful for patients, according to the developers. A dental implant is a small metal pin, by the way, fixed into the jaw to mimic a tooth's root, and it is used to anchor replacement teeth and bridges, and installing one normally involves complicated and lengthy surgery, but they think this is going to reduce all that. Robotic? I'm not sure. Also, there's a picture on the coasttocoastam.com website. Lots of great pictures. Look at this two-headed snake found by a Chinese man. He's now raising it as a pet. I wonder if there's any prophecy behind a two-headed snake. If there is, fast blast me. But this man discovered the unusual reptile in a discarded bag in his yard, as a matter of fact. And he raised the snake. And it's got two heads. They're both well-developed. They each have eyes and a mouth. And the snake, bearing red and black rings, is more than half a meter long. Go take a look at it if you want. And he said it has a very good appetite. Well, it's eating for two, isn't it? And you've got the numbers, but let me give you the special psychic dream hotline. I'll tell you why. We had a call yesterday during our phone calls of someone who just had a remarkable story of a dream, and he's pretty intuitive. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for your dreams, your stories that are intuitive. Not necessarily what has happened in the past. I want to know what you think might be happening in the future. That phone number is 818-817-0021. That's 818-817-0021 for the Psychic Dream Hotline. Okay, off we go. Wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
My name is Victor Lee.
Hello, Victor Lee. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you right now, George, from Sacramento, California.
Well, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Victor?
Okay, you know, you have a very, very interesting program there, and I've enjoyed it for many years.
Well, thank you.
You and Art Bell both. And I've studied geology ever since I was about 7 years old.
Okay.
And I have found a lot of the situations and problems with the theories and things we've been taught. And you know, you're interested in what's happening to the Earth today and what can we expect in the future, okay? Right now, we're burning hydrocarbons and stuff and emitting a lot of carbon dioxide and things back to the atmosphere and causing our atmosphere to warm. Also, we're causing our ice caps and stuff to melt off, and that water goes into the oceans. Most people just look at the ocean as water, but it's standing hydraulic pressure out there with those plate structures, and over those plate structures are much thinner than they are on land mass.
No, that's a good point. Now, let me ask you one thing, though. Do you think we're really at fault here for the melting and the earth changes, or do you think that was a cycle that was going to happen anyway?
Well, it's a cycle that would have probably happened anyway, George, but what we're doing, we're speeding it up.
Okay, I'll give you that.
We're
adding to it.
Oh my God, yes. I mean, the more the world industrializes, the more energy that we expend into the atmosphere, and the more pollution we put in the atmosphere, the more we warm our atmospheres, and we're causing it to excel. When the water goes into the oceans, it increases the weight and pressures over the plate structures that lies out there, and they're much thinner than landmass plate structures. And that weight transfers all the way down to the hot materials lying below it, which increases the magma pressures beneath the ocean beds and causes plate structures to spread as well.
Okay, so you think that's why we're having so many oceanic earthquakes?
Absolutely. It's causing a change also in our atmospheric conditions and stuff, because the more pressure that's applied there, it causes more pressure against the magma material that lies beneath. They want to vent up through weak areas. It increases the volcanic activity, as well as plate structural movements, because if that plate sags a little bit with the pressure, it'll fracture. The molten materials will show between the fractures of the rock structures and cause it to wedge apart and spread.
What's the bottom line, Victor, if this continues to happen? Because the glaciers, the caps, they're melting. More water is flowing into the oceans.
What it's going to do, the weak areas that we already have and we've experienced volcanic activity and plate structural earthquake situations, we're going to see a much higher level increase in it. The ocean waters are going to continually warm, and higher level evaporations coming off of them. They're being warmed from the bottom, just like heating water in a hot water heater.
And I think what also is going to happen, and thanks for your call, that as those ocean levels change and also the temperatures in the oceans change, you're going to start seeing what Robert Felix believes is a coming ice age that he claims we are now in the beginning of. And that's very possible, too. Let's go to some more calls. Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi. George?
Yes, it is.
Hi. This is Jem from Emeryville, California.
Oh, Emeryville, California. Better than the East Coast. Huh?
Yeah. I had a comment, and then I had a psychic dream.
Dream? All right. What's the comment?
I wanted to thank you very much for having Gary Renard on last week.
Well, we didn't go the full mat with Gary, but we got 2 hours out of it.
Well, I'm because he didn't want to go, or you didn't want to go.
Probably me, more me. I was at a point with him that I was having trouble trying to get him to answer some of my questions. I mean, he did a good job. He's a great guy, but there just comes a time where a host has to say time to move on, and I did.
Well, I hope he ends up like William Henry, because I got his book and it's really changing my
mm-hmm,
life.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. And then I had a psychic dream the morning of 9/11, but it wasn't like watching planes going into buildings or anything like a lot of people had. It was more like a mood piece. I dreamed that I was walking barefoot through New York City, and everything was kind of dreary and deserted, and I wandered into a theater, and nobody cared enough to take the money, and everyone seemed to be preoccupied with something else. And then they had these gourmet chefs were preparing all this beautiful food, and I wanted some of it. They said, no, it's for some special people, and which it turned out, you know, the gourmet restaurants around Ground Zero ended up bringing food down to them and stuff. I would dream about food. That's one of my
But what a way to do it, huh?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, it was just this feeling of bewildered walking and wandering barefoot through New York, and no one was around, and everything seemed really melancholy, you know. And then I woke up and left the house, and my neighbor said, you better go back and turn on your TV.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't believe her. She says, the Pentagon's down, the World Trade. I go, yeah, you've had too much bourbon, and I went on my way. And then when I got to the restaurant to eat breakfast, everybody was talking in hushed little groups, and I thought, uh-oh, this is happening.
It's all in the dreams. Have you been intuitive like that before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have premonitions, but usually they have to do with something happening in my personal life. Like, I thought I was going to die last year, a very strong feeling I was going to die, but it turned out my dad died.
What an awful thought, isn't it, just to feel that?
Yeah, well, actually, it felt... it wasn't bad, actually.
You were calm?
I was very calm about it, you know, but then it turned out to be my dad, and that wasn't so
no,
good.
That isn't. No. Hey, thanks for the call.
Sure.
Appreciate it. And again, when you call about your psychic dreams, I'm more interested in your future now, not the past, but what you're dreaming about right now. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah, hi, George.
Yeah, welcome. Where are you calling from?
Mays Landing, New Jersey. My name is Mitch.
You got a radio voice, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to ask you this for a while. A couple of months after you took over the show, you had said before you were going to your first break that you were going to think of a number, and you told everybody to clear their minds.
Right, I remember that, sure.
And you would come back and give us a number. Well, I cleared my mind, and number four popped into my head.
That was the number, if I remember.
Right.
Yeah,
you're correct. And I was just amazed by that. I was just wondering, did that happen because you're a good transmitter, or I'm a good receiver, or is there any way I can develop that more?
A little bit of both. Now, this is what some skeptics will say, because we were picking numbers between 1 and 5.
Right.
They'll say there's a 20% chance that 20% of us who are listening to the program will get that right. No, I was getting more than that. You know, as soon as you get beyond 20%, if you get the 40%, 50%, there's something going on. And we were getting in a very high percentage of people who are guessing that. I think it's a combination of both. I think you're a good receiver, and I think that I've been able to transmit. And I think that if you're with someone, a friend, a partner for a long time, you two begin to develop that relationship. You get on each other's, as I call, wireless wavelength. It's amazing. You're going to hit that 60 to 80% of the time. And some of the reasons why you don't get it right all the time is because you change your mind, your perception.
Right.
You really have to clear your mind, and that's difficult to do all by itself. And then grab that first number that comes into your head when they say they've sent it to you. And sometimes your brain starts to play tricks with you, and you go, no, was it a 3 I saw? Was it a 4?
No, this was just a four, clear as anything.
It is. I might do that again another time. If you keep getting them right, then there's something there.
Is there a way I can develop this more?
Yeah, you just keep practicing. Just keep doing those techniques with other people. You'll be amazed at how accurate it becomes.
Okay.
All right.
One more quick thing?
Yeah.
Okay, last August I had dreamed of 5 lottery numbers, and Jersey has a cash 5 lottery.
Okay.
So I started playing them last August, and I haven't been playing them since. And I checked the past numbers, and they've never hit. So do you think that I could be dreaming into the future and these might hit at some point in time? Or
you might be. I've heard stories of people who continue to play those numbers that they have picked, and sure enough, eventually they hit them.
I'm afraid to stop playing them now.
They hit them. I had an uncle, I do, he's still alive, out of Boston. He would practice and bet one group of numbers all the time in the Massachusetts lottery.
Mm-hmm.
He won $8 million.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He doesn't call me anymore. I don't know why. All right, thanks.
George, thanks a lot.
Take care. Yeah, you did. $8 million. And I think he took it out over 20 years or something like that and continued his job. He didn't quit, which I think is admirable to people. You know, if you win a lottery, don't change your life. So many people do. And I got to tell you, you know, that would be a great show all by itself. Lottery winners whose lives have been screwed up because they have won so much money. They've lost friends, people that they were close to, because everybody hits on you for money, and you turn around. You know, money's pretty evil most of the time, tell you the truth, and their lives changed. And that would be a great program. Let's go to our psychic dream hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Tawny, in Bermuda Dunes, California, right now.
Hi, Tawny.
Hi. First of all, I just want to tell you that I just became one of your listeners a few months back, and I just enjoy really both you.
Oh, great. And now, how did that happen?
A friend from work turned me on. We do security in graveyards.
Oh, really?
So
in graveyards?
All night long.
Security in graveyards.
Yeah.
And that is an eerie job.
Yeah, it could, especially with some of your stories you get on.
I know it. Like maybe one day they'll come from you.
I actually, there's been a few times that I'd love to just tell you some of my stories. because I'm psychic, but I'm not just psychic. Like, some people have the ability to just pull some of it out. I mean, I've been told that I'm really, really psychic, but I was denying some of my power, and I shouldn't have, because I already knew what my gift was.
So you know you have this gift.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. It's many times over. I mean, you know, I can't take pictures without an orb in my pictures or something, you know, something crazy like that. You know, like, okay, I know that you want the future one. Well, in my future, the number 8, you know how you guys are saying about the number 8?
Yep.
Okay. Well, ever since that, I heard you guys talking about that. Okay. I put my number 8 in my wallet. A couple weeks later, I'm getting back next month
$23,000.
Yeah.
From what?
Because the place that I live at, they got the land was sold to a big real estate company from the city, and the city has to relocate all of us. So by state law, they have to pay us rental assistance and moving assistance. And
so you don't even own the property?
No.
They're just giving you $23,000 for rental assistance because they're moving everybody out.
Yeah. California law, if the city buys the lot.
I did not know that.
They actually have to, it's like $18,900.
Let's hear it for the number 8, huh?
For the number 8, yeah, yay. So ever since that, I'm going to be going to Europe in a couple of months, and that was my plan, and I'm... You had a guest just recently talking about, like, the chanting and not just asking for what your needs are, or things. That's the wrong thing to do, what people are doing, I believe. You have to remember and focus on what makes you happy in life, what makes you drive, what is the best things about you. You know, sit and tell yourself what 5 things, the best thing that is your best qualities or what you like about yourself. And they need to focus on that. And that's what really, once you really make things, are going to happen for you, you know?
Absolutely. My webmaster, by the way, wants you to know that he's going to staple a number 8 to his head. But folks,
he needs to stick it, definitely. I carry it in my work jacket. I carry it in my purse. So, yeah.
I don't recommend people staple that to them, but Sean is going to give that a try.
Hey, if he likes the pain, it's all good.
That's right. All right. Well, you keep... by the way, why is there security in a graveyard? I mean, what do you think the buried people are going to do anyway?
Probably try to steal cars, maybe. You know, who knows? House burglars, it could be anything.
If you saw, now you be honest here. If you saw a spirit coming out of a grave,
mm-hmm.
It's nighttime, it's a little foggy,
mm-hmm.
What would you do? I mean, you wouldn't go up to it, would you?
Well, my knees wouldn't be wobbling like Scooby-Doo and running out of there. But no, I think that I would try to, like, regroup myself, you know, and it depends on the spirit itself, you know. All spirits have their own different energy. So when some of your callers get some of that good spirits coming around, that's their family members meeting them or visiting them and just letting them know that everything's going to be okay and they're watching out for them. You know, the ones that they get the bad feeling, then you know that there's something troubling that spirit. You know, either you're strong enough to help the spirit move on, or, you know, don't deal with it at all. Because if you're messing with something you don't know how to deal with, it could backfire on you.
Well, you're a pretty interesting security guard. And are you in security? Are you always outside, or are you in a little building somewhere?
No, I'm out on patrol by myself, listening to you guys on the radio and just driving along.
Okay, well, if anything strange happens, give us a call.
Yeah, but I won't tell you my story. Can I tell you my story?
Out
of my future?
It better be in 30 quick seconds.
Okay. I know I'm going to England, and the man that I'm having the relationship, I'm the long-distance relationship with, I've already predicted, I've seen my daughter when she was already like 8 years old. I'm going to have a baby, and I'm an older lady, but I've already seen her. I've seen her. I know what she looks like.
You're going to have to call us and tell us when it happens.
Definitely.
Simple as that, because you just made a prediction on Coast to Coast AM. There is so much to
discover. The After Dark Newsletter. Subscribe now by calling toll-free 1-888-727-5505. With George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Well, it's time for my little hearty hello out there to those of you listening on your favorite radio stations, to our program, Streamlink members as well, the Imaginative Worlds, those explorers out there, the National Radio Club members, Fantastic Forum, Pirates, Hello to You, Yahoo Chat, Sorcery IRC, and so many new chat rooms that keep opening up. Listening to Coast, it's almost like a club. And some of them even reading their After Dark newsletters. You can, too, by calling 1-888-727-5505 or go online at coasttocoastam.com. By the way, the phone number for you for the Psychic Dream Hotline is 818-817-0021. And welcome back to Coast. By the way, I'm going to have a friend of mine on the program in the not-too-distant future for the first hour. His name's Mark Victor. Mark was the screenwriter for the movie Poltergeist, and he's going to tell us some strange stories that happen when they were filming that movie. To the phones we go. Let's pick it up by going to our wild card line. First of all, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George.
Welcome.
Matt from Tampa. How are you?
Hey, Matt, I'm doing fine. How are things in Tampa?
Another typical, lovely, boring evening.
Not boring, you're listening to Coast.
Well, that's the high point. I'm a security guard out here, too.
What are you guarding, by the way?
I've got an apartment complex.
Okay.
Yes, no graveyard.
Well, that's good. What's going on?
Oh, well, heck, I could be a whole show myself. I've got cantankerous ghosts. I got a Darwin candidate, but I wanted to talk to you about a couple of dreams I had.
All right, psychic type?
I believe so. One of them had to do with a former place of employment that I had locally. And it was like I was watching the newscast or something, and there was a homicide at this place. Kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one. And the other one was, this one wasn't as cut and dried, but I interpreted it as, we've got one really big gun store out here.
Gun store?
Gun.
All right.
Like firearms. And they've got everything from, you know, like little 25 automatics all the way up to the big boys.
All right.
And this place was hit by either terrorists or a band of mercenaries or something like that. They basically just went in fully armed and cleaned the place out.
And this was in your dream?
Yeah.
Why would terrorists who are fully armed in your dream want to take out more guns?
Well, because
you would assume they already have their weapons, right?
Yeah, but what I'm thinking is maybe like an upgrade.
How about this? They don't want us to have the weapons.
That could be, too.
Yeah, that's what I would think, if that were.
Yeah, and that kind of segues into my Darwin Candidate Award. I get this on email. This guy went into one of these gun shops like this. You know, it's not like Fred's Gun Store. It's the one where like everybody that works there carries a firearm.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And there was a police officer there. The guy, this is a true story. The guy had to walk around the police cruiser to go in. He decided he was going to hold this place up. So he pulled out his little .22 pistol and popped off a couple of rounds.
Not very smart.
The cop pulled out a 9mm Glock 17. The store owner pulled out a 50 caliber Desert Eagle.
It's like one of those movies.
By the time everything was done, there were 43 rounds that had been fired, and this guy caught 27 of them.
Oh, you know, how dumb can you get, Matt?
It don't get much worse than that.
You know what? It's almost like committing suicide.
That's what it could be. You know, there's a big trend now. It's called suicide by cop.
Yeah. No, you're right. You just do some strange stuff. Hey, thanks, Matt.
All right, George.
Appreciate you being on the program. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, my name's Tama, and I'm in Connersville, Indiana.
Well, what's going on in Indiana?
Well, I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
Well, where I live, we live along a fault line.
Are you feeling any rumblings out there?
No, not right now, but occasionally before we have a little ramble, I'll get a little nauseous and have a headache.
That's part of the New Madrid Fault, isn't it? Up
yes,
that way.
The New Madrid Fault. But sometimes I'll have this feeling in my stomach that something bad is going to happen. And for the last 3 hours, my stomach is just like telling me something big is going to happen.
What'd you eat?
Well, I don't think it's what I ate. I've done this all my life.
All right. When you say something bad's going to happen, is it always earthquake related, or is it anything?
No, it doesn't have to be earthquake related. It can be other type of weather related things. It can be.
Are they man-made tragedies?
They
man created,
or they could be weather tragedies. Either way, it goes either way with me. Sometimes I'll dream before it happens. Just before the tsunami, I dreamed of a big wave of water killing people, and I told my husband, I said, I had a weird dream where this big wave of water came and killed a bunch of people.
How soon did you tell him that before it happened?
Oh, about 3 days.
3 days. Okay, so in this particular case, with your stomach getting upset,
yes.
When do these events occur?
Usually within a week.
So we
Usually
can...
within 7 days.
All right, so we can assume that within... Now, here's the thing, though. On this planet, a lot of things happen.
I know, a lot of things happen.
So how do we know it's this? I mean, how big are these? Are these like huge events that happen?
These are like huge events.
Okay, so we're not going to get a little 3-point Richter scale.
No, this is a little 5-point trembler along the New Madrid Fault. This is something else.
All right, but you don't know what it is yet, and
no.
You don't know where it is yet.
No, but I've had precognitive dreams. I've been precognitive all my life. It runs in my family.
Well, I tell you what, we'll monitor this until next Friday and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, my me and my aunt both predicted 9-1-1 a year before it happened. We both dreamed September 11th of 2000.
Did you document it? Did you tell anybody?
Yeah, we told each other. We told everybody. Everybody we knew, we were like, there's going to be a bunch of people die. You know, and they were all like, my sister, she's like, quit telling people that. They're going to think you're nuts.
Did you tell them how they were going to die?
All we knew is that a bunch of buildings were falling down and planes were crashing.
Okay, when this happened, these same people that you told this to, what did they say to you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. It's just like, in my family, it's like, well, it's just one of those strange things that happens in my family.
They just don't want to bring it back up again, do they?
Well, probably not, because, I mean, we have ghosts that follow us around, you know, UFOs.
You got it all. But I tell you what, we're going to watch this for 1 week, seeing that you're saying this is going on right now. You're the one who gave us the timetable, and let's see if anything dramatic or major happens. And definitely check in with us next Friday. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Yeah, it sure is.
Hey, oh, it's great to talk to you. Hey, you know, I had a question about this girl in St. Petersburg, Florida, that it actually took cops to tackle her, take her down.
Which one is this?
I guess she's a 5-year-old girl in kindergarten, maybe.
All right. This is the little girl that just went bonkers. And This happened weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I just heard about it.
Unless it's a different case, but I heard where they handcuffed the little girl and everything else. That might be the same thing.
Right. It is. Yeah. I'm just wondering, is there something the media is not telling us that it actually takes cops to take down a 5-year-old girl, and the fact that they're not apologizing for it?
I guess did they overreact? I don't know. I wasn't there. But apparently this little girl, she got very upset because the teacher took something away, and she just went ballistic. And, you know, I don't know, a little 5-year-old, you would think that they're quickly overpowered, but if she's out of control, screaming, kicking, I think maybe for her own protection, you sometimes have to handcuff them and, you know, and do that. So, you know, I know a lot of police officers who are wonderful human beings, and I know we're going to say there's always a bad apple in a basket, and that's true in anything. But, you know, I don't know what you would do when somebody, whether it's 5 years old or 50 years old, if they're out of control like that. So, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, if the cops are holding her, they could break her bones. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, it just sounds like maybe something more happened that the cops actually had to get involved.
I don't know. She was kicking, screaming. She was violent. She was doing a lot. The kid needs some anger therapy, and she needs it fast.
Well, sad.
I tell you. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Next up, west of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
It is John C.
John C., where might thee be?
How? San Jose, California.
Okay, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to know about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Whatever happened to that house and the Leatherface guy? Did they ever capture him, or what happened?
In the movie?
Well, no. Like, the true story.
Oh, I think they captured him. Sure. I think he got the death penalty.
Oh, okay.
This was a long, long time ago.
Right. I seen the first one. The first one was really good in 70... I don't know, like 73, 74.
Yeah, yes.
But the remake, I didn't really like a lot because it was kind of...
I don't like remakes.
No. They're too modernized.
Yeah, I think so, too. You're very close to the finger-biting case, aren't you?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I'm glad she got arrested. I knew that there was something weird going on there.
That is something.
I live about maybe 5 blocks away from Monterey Road, and that Wendy's there, I had, some chili and... a burger, and it was kind of weird because 3 days later it happened.
Well, did you feel sick after that?
A little bit I did.
Yeah,
but,
see, the mind plays tricks. You know, Wendy's a good company. They've done a good job doing what they do, and they were very upset about this. They got $100,000 bounty on this thing for more information, and I want to know where the finger came from.
Yeah, I know. That's a big mystery. It is. But I like their chili. Their chili's good still.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so, too. All right, thanks. Everybody, by the way, we've got 5 million people listening tonight. So it's 5 million times 10. There should be 50 million fingers out there. If those of you don't have them, well, maybe because of problems, of course, but if anybody recently doesn't have a finger and you live out in this region, check in with us. Perhaps it's your finger that she plopped into the chili, if she indeed did that. Wildcard line, it's your turn. Hi there.
Yeah, this is Anthony in Louisiana.
Hi there. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about dreams, or prophetic dreams, and ever since I've been a little boy, I've been dreaming about different inventions that were going to come into existence. And one of them, when I was a child, it was a motorized skateboard, and now they're out. But I had one more recent where they're going to invent something that will cure cancer and kidney disease and things like that, but it's going to be done through sound waves.
Sound waves?
Yes.
Interesting. Do you think they really want to cure these problems?
Well, I know the person that may have cancer would like to have it cured.
Oh, no doubt.
It's definitely going, it's on its way, and it's going to annihilate any disease. It's not going to be, you're not going to have to go into the body. It's going to be done from the outside, and it's going to be done from a certain frequency for whatever ailment or disease it is that the person has.
So you dream of inventions.
Yes, because when I was a small child, again, I dreamed that they would have a train that would not run on rails, but from the magnetism that they have, like in Japan right now.
Yes.
I dreamed about that one when I was a kid also.
Are you an inventor yourself?
No, I get these ideas, and I never put them into fruition. God,
because
my wife told me I was crazy.
I'm telling you, you dream these things that eventually probably happen. You'd be years ahead of everybody.
Yeah, but I think it has something to do with my being abducted several times, George. You know, it's a whole other story.
Oh, probably, but you might also be a reincarnated inventor.
Could be, but I know one thing. We're getting a lot of our information and inventions from our visitors, and the federal government is not sharing that with us.
I think you're right about that. I got to ask you, though, how many times you've been abducted?
Five.
Five?
Five.
Since you were a little kid?
Yes.
And they is it ongoing?
No, it hasn't happened in a bunch of years now. I go cross country because I'm a truck driver, and I never park on the side of the road. I never park in rest areas. I always park in a lighted truck stop or someplace where I feel safe.
That's how they get you.
Yes, when they get you like I was when I was a child. My mom, myself, and my two sisters, we were coming from my uncle's home, and we were just simply going down the road. But in Louisiana, you got all these roads with no lights, and I was in the military at the time, and this vehicle came up from behind us. We thought it was a motorcycle, but it only had one light, and it was a white light, but it got so close to the rear of the car that it actually burned the back of our necks.
Oh.
And then I, not knowing any better, got out, stopped the car, got out with my flashlight trying to see what this was.
What was it?
I couldn't tell because it came from behind the car, it proceeded into the front of the car, and the light shined in all of our faces, and I couldn't see a thing. And none of our stories match.
And do you remember anything aboard this craft, whatever it might have been?
I haven't been able to remember anything, and when I heard your show, I said, this is the person I need to talk to about this because they have a lot more knowledge on it. I would like to have someone to put me on a hypnosis as well as my two sisters because I think they did something to us because I've been able to have children and I got a sister that hasn't been able to have children. And my mom just recently passed on pituitary gland enlargement. And both sisters are taking Prozac and Zoloft and all this other kind of stuff for depression.
Well, I tell you what you can do. You've got a computer, I hope, right?
Right.
Okay, you go to our website on the left-hand side, click Show Info, and then go to Guests. Look for a guy named Bud Hopkins, H-O-P-K-I-N-S.
Okay.
Get a hold of him. Send him an email. I think he can help you.
Very good. Okay. I was hoping you would be able to help me because
he's one of the best. All right, you take care of that and do that. Bud Hopkins, and if you have been indeed abducted 5 times, he's the one you want to talk to. He can not only help you and steer you through this maze of what has happened to you, but he could use that information as well. Because, you know, eventually we're going to come across some people who have some tremendous memory of what happened. Because I still believe if this whole phenomena is real, they're doing something to us. And I don't think it's for good purposes, quite frankly. There's something else involved. If you ever need to email me, it's george@coasttocoastam.com. It is that simple. We are working, by the way, on several roundtable discussions. I'll let you know what they are. We're working on the 9/11 roundtable discussion. We just did a UFO roundtable discussion last week. I'm working on a Bigfoot roundtable discussion. We want to do something like that. And there's a few others in the hopper where we bring in 3-4 guests and we just sit around the old round table and talk about some of the various issues at large. So we'll be back in a moment. Open lines continue. A couple more hours to go. And don't forget our psychic dream hotline at 818-817-0021. I'm George Norrie, and Coast to Coast continues into the night.
To access the audio archives of Coast to Coast AM, log on to coasttocoastam.com.